possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Today we're joined by Dr. Ramana Pittipardi, who studies something called bio-inspired design. Can you tell me what that is?
Bio-inspired design is kind of, providing discovery of non-conventional solutions to problems that are more efficient, economic, and elegant. By looking at the nature or biological systems, we can kind of, adapt those solutions to a variety of engineering problems, because I think biological solutions are evolved over billions of years and optimized. So now we are trying to see, how we can innovate our engineering design solution by looking at that space.
That sounds very smart. Learn from nature, learn from evolution. Now, are you using this principle to teach students here at the university?
Yes. I think, most of our students have design courses spanning from freshman, sophomore to capstone design. So I teach the sophomore design as well as the capstone design. So in the sophomore design, I think, we are just emphasizing through the design process, especially at the conceptual design phase. The goal is to kind of, brainstorm some solutions, innovative solution for a design problem. So we are telling the students to look to nature or biology to come up with the solutions. Actually, currently, we are adapting a solution approach called the CK theory, concept and knowledge, funded by the National Science Foundation. Our goal is to kind of, look at the nature. Basically, the concept and knowledge theory spans between two domains, the concept domain and the knowledge domain. So the knowledge domain may be familiar to engineering students, but the concept may come from biology. So the goal is, basically transfer between concept and knowledge domains, going from engineering to biology, and then converge to a solution that is innovative. So the goal is of this project is basically we are trying to develop some resources using the concept of CK theory, and then kind of, use those resources to teach the students and also make them available to faculty who want to adapt in their courses and other institutions.
When you talk about biological concepts that you want to apply, can you give me some examples of what some of those biological things are that are so interesting from an engineering perspective?
Basically, you can look at some of the insects and then you can develop some robots mimicking, snakes. You can develop a robot, that can go into difficult spaces, scorpions, octopus, so you can develop some robots. Now there is a lot of interest in not only, the rigid robot, but also soft robotics, where they can then change their shape and size to go into spaces, where humans cannot go in. So that is really exciting. Also, if you look at some of the material systems, the biological system use, once again, there's very, they're kind of living materials. They can adapt and heal and, so to the changing environment, I think that's really the new wave of future.
And you said this is the way of the future. Do you, you mentioned a few research projects. Are you noticing that a lot of researchers are using this sort of bio-inspired design as a research tool?
Yes. I think a lot of many institutions are using bio-inspired designs, both for teaching as well as research. Because I think, once again, the design solutions or design research related to the real problems, physical problems coming from various sources, basically everybody's looking to nature to come up with some innovative solutions.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and talking more about this concept of bio-inspired design. It sounds very beautiful and very helpful for our future.
Thank you very much.
Today, we've been speaking to Dr. Ramana Pittipardi, Professor and Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at the University of Georgia College of Engineering. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.
You've been listening to Classic City Science on WUGA Athens 91.7 and 94.5 FM. For more information about the program or to listen back to previous episodes, you can go to our new and improved website at wuga.org. Just look for Classic City Science under the News and Information Programs tab. There, you'll also find additional ways to engage with us, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or you can simply just drop us an email if you have ideas on future topics or specific researchers you'd like to hear featured on the show. And now you can even take your favorite radio station with you everywhere by downloading the new WUGA mobile app. It's available for Apple and Android. Just search WUGA in the App Store, or you can find a direct download link on our website. Again, that's WUGA.org.